So life is no bowl of cherries for the Republicans at the moment. But this week in our Farmers Market series, we're going to go to Washington State, which grows more cherries than any other place. Cherries are abundant this summer, especially sweet. NPR's Wendy Kaufman watched a demonstration of cherry cooking at the Columbia City Market in Seattle and sent along this audio postcard.
Garrett Brown used to spit cherry pits out the window. Now as a chef, he makes chilled cherry soup.
So what we're going to do is take the cherries and we're going to put them in the bowl. And we're going to add a little bit of sour cream if you have creme fraiche, also delicious. A little bit of sugar or honey. A little touch of salt. You can strain this when you're done with it if you want a nice, smooth, solid color. I like the skins. I think cherry skins are fun looking and they're delicious, so I'm leaving them in. My lovely assistant Linda here will be giving out samples.
Very refreshing, delicious.
Did you use the white wine in this one?
Yes.
You can definitely taste that. Mixed with the cherry, it's really good.
Next, the chef moves from the sweet to the savory. A pork tenderloin with a sauce of Bing cherries.
That's the color we're getting there.
Why do you sometimes use Bing and sometimes use veneer in your recipe?
That's a good question. I'm doing Bing cherries with the sauce because they're actually going to hold their structure, I think, a little better than a Rainier cherry would. Rainier would kind of melt down into it a little bit more, and I like actually seeing the cherries. The other reason with the soup, did the soup with the Bing cherry and add a little sour cream, it's going to come out looking like, you know, Pepto-Bismol. Nothing against Pepto-Bismol, they're a fine product. But I don't want my food looking like that.
Brown moves on to dessert, a cherry ice cream concoction, then entertains questions. This one from Elizabeth Reifer and her son, Leo.
What's the cherry sandwich thing he called again?
I call that an open-faced ice cream sandwich.
Do you like cherries, Leo?
Yeah.
Wendy Kaufman, NPR News, Seattle.
And if you want to go yeah, check out some of the recipes at npr.org.
You know, like
life is just a great big bowl of cherries.